There aren't a lot of plays that explore Native American history or the modern-day social and political issues that continue to challenge that community. Mary Catherine Nagle's Sovereignty, running at the Marin Theater Company through October 20th, attempts to do both in about 2 hours. Sarah Ridge Polson, played by Elizabeth Francis, returns to the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, seeking a position with Attorney General John Ross, played by John Wade, with the hope of enforcing the Violence Against Women Act on tribal lands, and perhaps getting the opportunity to overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's 1978 Oliphant decision. That decision declared that Native American tribal courts had no criminal jurisdiction over non-Native Americans. Things are complicated by family history. Sarah's ancestors were part of the Cherokee Nation who agreed to the Treaty of New Echota, which ceded all Cherokee territory east of the Mississippi to the United States and led to the Trail of Tears. Ross's ancestors considered those that supported the treaty traitors and put many of them, including Sarah's relatives, to death. So begins the back and forth between the two centuries that tells the story of the Cherokee Nation, the abuse they suffered and continue to suffer at the hands of the United States government, the two families, and how the decisions of the past continue to haunt the present. Playwright Nagle is also an attorney, which would explain the very legal approach she took to her script. In her zeal to enter all the facts of her case, she enters all the facts of her case through reams of expository dialogue in which her characters come off more as court clerks citing cases than co-workers and family members engaged in conversation. It's not the fault of director Jason Minadakis's talented cast, the majority of whom are Native American, that the dialogue they're given to deliver often seems straight out of a History Channel reenactment, or that one character leaps from charming goofball to vicious thug in a seeming millisecond. I left the opening night performance thinking that rather than cram 2 centuries' worth of history into a single play, audiences might be better served with a series of plays, a la August Wilson, that tone down the legalese and up the humanity quotient. There's a lot of good work on stage, and the information imparted by Sovereignty is important and sadly little known, but theater needs to be more than just a staged legal brief. Sovereignty runs Tuesday through Sunday through October 20th at the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. Tuesday through Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. There are Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For more information, go to marintheater.org. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.